Yeah, here with Shane O'Donnell. Shane, Derry coming to town. You know, we had all the drama of last year, Donegal, the brilliant league campaign. You know, a lot of people were saying it was a huge advantage, Donegal, but they're still, you know, Derry still a top side. You must be very happy with coming out with a victory.
Yeah, very happy. Overall, I think we performed well. Was it perfect? Probably not. But again, if you were to look back at it and say that we'd be winning by 10 points, I think you would take that any day of the week. So I think we're happy enough now, yeah.
And did you think, seeing the start of the game started quite slow, was the two teams sussing each other out? I know Derry, after they play against the Breeze, looked as if they almost wanted to run the clock down a wee bit. Did you feel that they were happy enough to play out around the outside of our defence and be very patient?
It probably was slow enough, I think, now in the first half. I think probably 10 minutes in, it might have been only 2-1 or something at that stage. So it probably was a bit of a chess game or a poker game nearly. But yeah, after that, then I think we found our feet fairly quick. And then same with the second half, it was kind of slow for us, especially to start off with. But after that, then again, we found our feet, and I think we were comfortable enough then after that.
Yeah, you had a brilliant game, seeing you're everywhere. People talk about man marking now. Do you find yourself, are you constantly on different people when you break forward? Because it looks like the amount of times you're able to find space, and that's due to your athleticism. You kicked that brilliant point in the first half, and your point in the second half was top because you kicked that into the Breeze to make it sure carried around. So you're really feeling on top form, but you're finding so much space out there when you break forward.
I suppose that's probably coming down to the new rules with only 12 men back. So you know, I suppose from my perspective, I'm always trying to keep moving just, but when you find yourself moving, then it seems that you might find a mismatch here and there, or you might get defenders maybe double teaming you and freeing up somebody else. So again, always trying to keep yourself moving and trying to get on the ball, and I suppose create that bit of space for you to get your shot off, or lay a handy pass to somebody else to get the shot off. So
yeah, speaking of handy passes, your point with Pádraig Mógán, I thought was very interesting, because the two Derry guys with the two of you couldn't keep up to you, so you had kind of got the wrong side of your man, and Mógán was the wrong side of his, and you waited, maybe you put it in for him, and he flicked it over the bar. Do you feel at that point, and sometimes you have a real, this Donegal team seems to have a physical advantage on teams, because there's so many good runners in the team that the pockets eventually open up, and when they do, particularly like yourself and Murr and Dara in that game, and Pádraig, were just, it seemed at times where once you got beyond the man, you were away.
I suppose that probably comes down to a confidence thing with the amount of training we've done this year. We always go out and train hard over on the pitch there, so that probably helps a lot, knowing that you have the depth in the panel as well, that even if you do run yourself into the ground, that there could be somebody to come on for you. So you're always just trying to bust yourself, I suppose, out in the pitch, and again find those mismatches, and I suppose, yeah, just trying to open up then as well and use that player profile that we do have in the camp.
Yeah, and at last a wee bit of breathing space now, seeing heading into Monaghan. Mm-hmm. Well, you've probably seen bits and pieces of them. I think different, probably Derry were a wee bit lacking in confidence today, but Monaghan won't be, you know. They were only out of Division 1 for that one season, and you know, they're really good against Roscommon, particularly in the second half last day. So their tackling 1v1 looked very good as well. They seemed quite shrewd. So it's a good opponent that we're going to have to face now in Clonus, their own backyard.
Yeah, we're going to have to do a lot of homework now in the next 2 weeks. I think a good few of us now are watching the league final there last week as well, so it was good to kind of see that and see where they're at. Good side, lots of threats all over the pitch, even begging there with Freeze and the forwards they have. Some of them are exceptional now, so I'm going to have to do a lot of homework, because we've spent all our time looking at Derry, I suppose, since the draw was made, so it's going to be a quick turnaround now and getting prepared for that.